The Kappa Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap Jay Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo. Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
To the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride on this Friday morning. Open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going every morning and all throughout the day here on Chicago's home for sports. We'll have shot or no shot at 8 o'clock, but you know, Cap, it is still a game day Friday. It's a football Friday. The Bears don't play until Monday night, but of course, Eberflus, Fields, others got a chance to speak about this team. And they will take on the GOAT and Bill Belichick and the Patriots in front of God and everybody else in Monday Night Football.
So everybody is all upset. I'm on social media and I see these, what do you mean nobody's picking us? And we see all these different people that call the show all the time. Where are they? Lee Allen, where are you? Where's Lee Allen? We got into a fight. Sylvie and Waddle scored it because I was told top five defense, top five special teams, and 11 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of our callers, Bearlissimo, all of them, 10 wins. Nagy's gone. The evil Matt Nagy rode out of town on his broom, and now here we go. Why are people upset that the team's not very good? We told you this 3 months ago. They picked a lane, there's no talent there, and they're not going to be good. It is what it is. Don't be shocked if they make some trades before November 1st. We saw Christian McCaffrey go to the 49ers yesterday. We're no better than the Panthers. Who do you think we are, people? We got a bad football team. They're going to try and move Robert Quinn. David Montgomery should be traded. Are you re-signing him to a big deal? Carm right now is ready to have a stroke if they do that.
I understand that. Well, let me answer your question.
It's a free agent at the end of the year, just for people that don't know.
Oh, yeah. So let me answer your question. So I think that there are a number of Bears fans before the season that felt because that there's change, because people were screaming and they were shaking their fists to the clouds saying, boy, we need change up there at House Hall. We got to change the general manager. We got to change the head coach.
Right. The evil Ryan Pace and the evil Matt Nagy have to go.
Yes. You got to get rid of those guys. Okay. You know what? You and I were saying the same thing, that it was time for a divorce. It was time for change up there.
Yes.
Because things got stagnant. It was going in the wrong direction. The one thing that you wanted in this regime is for the Bears to have an offensive identity. You brought in Matt Nagy, a guy that had been around the Kansas City system. You thought even through osmosis, he would be able to rub a little of that Andy Reid cream on Trubisky in the offense.
Right.
And that's a lot of cream, by the way.
A lot.
And it did not work. So here we are. You want to change. But just because you ask for change doesn't necessarily mean when you wake up the next day that, oh, everything's going to be great. Now that you have a new coach and general manager, now the Bears are the Bills. Well, no. No. That's not how it works. Because if you want change, it takes time for change to work, meaning that you have to implement your system, your players, your talent, in order for you to be a perennial playoff team. You don't change a head coach and a general manager and think for sure, you know what, now we're Super Bowl contenders. Everyone doesn't have that type of grace.
Correct. And look at our offensive line, just to pick one area. One area. Do we have a first-round pick on that offensive line?
We do not.
We have a fifth at left tackle, rookie. Mm-hmm. We have whoever playing left guard, because it's either Cody Whitehair, who's a solid player, not spectacular, solid player. We have an undrafted guy that everyone is all over. He was undrafted for a reason in Mustipher. You have Tevin Jenkins, who's had a solid start to his year. And you have another fifth-round pick in Larry Borum. Okay, that's not putting equity into your offensive line. Let's go to the wide receiver room. Do we have a first-round pick other than a guy who washed out New England and we got for a seventh-rounder?
No.
Do we have a first-round receiver?
Mm-mm.
Correct. Do we have a first-round running back? Our running back room's fine.
No.
Okay, let's go to the front four. Who's the dominant person up there other than Robert Quinn, who's having an awful start to his year? Nobody.
Well, this year it's nobody because Robert Quinn can't get to the quarterback either.
Right. And when you put equity into it and got Khalil Mack, it helped. You had Akeem Hicks, who's a beast, pro bowler. He's not here. He plays for Tampa now.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the end, where are all the number one picks that people think are on our... Hey, man, we got Riley Reiff. He can't get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm frustrated with Ryan Poles. I understand the lane he picked. I understand it's a rebuild. I have no issue with that. You spent $40 million on Larry Ogunjobi. He failed his physical. Where'd that money get spent? You did nothing to address your offensive line of substance other than fifth, sixth, seventh round picks. Oh, God. Riley Reiff still out there the night before camp. You and I walked in the morning and went, oh, that guy's still on the street? He must not be very good. He's got a deal that pays him up to $10
million. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you spend that in June on a decent offensive lineman?
Well, to answer our own question, and by the way, if you're looking for a first-round pick, he plays for New Orleans. His name's Kevin White.
He had a 64-yard catch last night. One target, one catch, and a takeoff with a run.
Yeah,
64 I thought he yards. Was going to score that. That
I
was,
too.
And I was doing something else on the second screen. I had the game on, and I hear Kevin White down the sideline. My head snapped like I had whiplash. What?
I was like, he's still in the league?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like, it's not just he made a catch. I said, oh, he's still around? Oh, God, I thought he was out of the league.
And he ran well.
Yes.
I was like, damn.
There's your Bears pick right there. But to answer our question, you have some issues already with Ryan Poles because of what you just laid out. Why are you reacting that way if you know that it was a rebuild?
Why am I?
Yeah. Why are you? I mean, if you knew, like I knew, that this was a rebuild, the Ogunjobi pick is kind of like the Edwin Jackson choice by the Cubs. You didn't have to do it.
Correct.
Because you were rebuilding. So why spend that money? Oh, we just want to just throw a carrot out there. It's the same situation.
So I'm reacting to your question to me that way because I keep hearing, right, this Justin Fields, man, I don't know. He's missing that. Yeah, he's got to get better at everything. He's a second year quarterback. I get that. He's getting harassed and even said, pressure has sped up my clock. He's got to learn how to handle that, and they got to protect him better. But if you had the money to spend, if you had that money, whatever it was to Reiff, Schofield, Ogunjobi, why did you not address your offensive line at all?
Because they picked a lane. It's the same thing. Like you, I don't know. Why are you shocked? I'm shocked that you're shocked. Why are you? I mean, you can't be surprised at this, Cap, because again, they were there. This is a rebuild.
Yeah, I'm not shocked. I told you in that 4 or 5 wins. I picked them 5-12
yeah.
And said I would trend to the under 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told you're an idiot. Okay.
All I'm saying is that whatever happens, we got to know that there's growing pains, not just on the field, but also in the front office. Ryan Poles, as polished as he is when he talks to the press or when he talks to players, it's his first year, too. And Eberflus, his first year. And Fields with his official first year this year. And a number of rookies with their first year. This is where everyone starts from the starting blocks, from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone starts. Now, here's the flip side of that. Let's flip it over. Some Bears fans are probably looking at the Giants and saying, why can't we get off to that kind of start? Brian Daboll's coming in there, and he's got that team believing. Daniel Jones wasn't much of anything in the NFL. No one, many people thought the Giants reached on Daniel Jones. I'll raise my hand and say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
When your goal is to say, I want the next Eli Manning, then I already think that there's something wrong with you, Gettleman. Like, I think you reached for the stars at the quarterback, not a guy that was good in certain spots and a defense and a running game helped Eli. Did he want a game manager or did he want a quarterback for the next decade?
He won 2 Super Bowl MVPs.
You hear what I said, though?
Yes.
Okay.
But
I know what he did.
But I think he was better than you're giving him credit for.
That's fair. That's fine. I know the strength of that team, those teams that he was on.
Great defense.
Yes, yeah. If your goal is to be Eli Manning, yes, you like the hardware and the potential for him to go to go to the very top and be in Canton and have his own bust at some point as a Hall of Famer. But at the same time, I'm sure Bears fans are looking and saying, look at that Giants team. They've turned around in 1 year. How come we can't do that? Well, it's a different level where the Bears are because they got rid of talent. They got a number of players.
Do you know how many number one picks are on that Giants team? A lot.
Mm-hmm. Difference.
A lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, just on their offense alone, Saquon Barkley's a star. It's a different discussion. Should they have taken a running back at 2? Probably not. They have a first-round guy at quarterback who's got experience. They've got a first-round stud running back. Go to their offensive line. They've got talent on that team. Their receiving room stinks. But there are some really good football players.
I'm sure Bears fans look at the Jets the same way. Like this Salah comes in, right? So it's like, okay, well, what's the difference? Like, how's this working out with Zach Wilson? Again, did I think Zach Wilson was a reach at his draft pick? I'll raise my hand again. I saw him at BYU, said, this guy is a top draft pick? No shot. No way that Justin Fields is going to be less than him. Justin Fields should be the number 2 pick. And I guess, and by the way, the jury's still out on all of that.
No question.
But that was my thought at the time. But, Cap, you can understand where a Bears fan is thinking at the time, boy, if change happens, then that means our team's going to be better. But if no one's lived through a rebuild, you got to realize it takes time to really get to where you want to be as a perennial playoff team.
And just because you got $105 million or $107 million in cap space and your draft picks for next year, you don't turn it around in 12 months.
No.
Here you go. Give me that tackle. Let me sign that. Go look at free agency. It's like Tyreek Hill's not a free agent or a variation thereof.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take time. So why are people so negative when the team struggles? And if they go out Monday night, and I'm not wishing this, I do think they're going to lose.
Yeah.
If they go out Monday night and they lose 27-13. People are going to have full phone lines like we do after every Bears game, and we love you for that. We love the passion.
Yes.
People are going to be pissed. I don't know about Fields and with this Eberflus. Why are you so upset? It's a bad roster. It's an awful roster. That's a fact. Bob and LaGrange.
All right. Let's open the phone lines, Shay. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. We knew the Bears were rebuilding, so why are the reactions to the results so negative? We want to hear from you, the Bears fan. Also coming up, we'll hear from Justin Fields, the quarterback for the Bears. He had some things to say that was very interesting. Is he pointing fingers?
Justin Fields? We're going to play it. And did you know, you wake up this morning, Kevin White's still in the NFL.
Yes. Yes. You got to.
Who knew?
I know that on your social media, on Facebook or Twitter, you've got to be able to see this outstanding catch and run from a guy that we thought was out of the league in Kevin White. You got to check that out. So, hey, Bears fans, we're going to talk to you right here. Take your phone calls. We're guest-free in our first hour. We knew the Bears were rebuilding. So why have the reactions been so negative? What do you think? We take your phone calls next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad that you're with us today. I'd like to remind you, we got one last chance to hang out with Cap. Say, why would I want to do that?
Oh, of course. One last chance? What am I, going away?
Well, we've heard some things.
What?
The tests. They've come in, Cap, and, well...
I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, that might be the case, but the tests say something different. We're just going to try to make you comfortable.
No, it's the wow.
Cap's Pool Party VIP package giveaway. An opportunity for, again, one last chance this week.
A crazy pour.
Yeah.
In Villa Park, Sunday from 3 to 5. They're giving me $1,000. I don't get to keep any of it. $1,000. I'm going to gamble on the ponies. I'm bringing in some experts with me. Mm-hmm. And anything we win, they're going to split with everyone who has a ticket to the event. So I'm not playing a 3 to 5 shot.
Going all in.
I'm pushing my chips in the middle. I like that horse. It's 36-1. Let's take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And if we hit, you can walk out with a pocket full of dollars.
That's going to be awesome. So it's going to be at the Crazy Pool. Sports Bar, 105 East North Avenue, where you can hang out with Cap on Sunday.
3 to 5.
And when you hear Secretariat coming through our studio,
yep,
in our next hour between 8 and 9, you get a chance to lock in with Cap for the Cap's Pool Party VIP package giveaway.
Yeah, and they'll have all the NFL games on, so I'm going to leave my house probably before the end of the first half of the first games,
mm-hmm,
probably like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Get there before 2. Lock in on some football, be handicapping the horses all morning long, and then let's go.
Think TVG will have some of those on, you think? Maybe some of those races? Possibly.
Maybe.
Will the camera be on?
Yeah.
I'd like to take a look and see what happens there. I'd like to bet along with you.
Yeah. And then you and I are actually hanging out tomorrow.
We'll take a look at that. I'll check my schedule.
Wow.
312-332-3776.
Little League baseball game. With our name all over it.
All right. We will hear from Justin Fields, by the way, the quarterback for the Bears. He has something interesting to say about his teammates. But first, we're asking you, we knew the Bears were rebuilding, so why are the reactions to the results so negative? Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you in Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Justin on ESPN 1000. Hey, Justin.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, kid?
You guys are the best, always. I'm just going to answer the question for me. Yeah, we knew that they were rebuilding, but to me, I still don't have to accept the fact that they're playing horrible. They're still NFL players.
Mm-hmm.
And, Cap, like you said, I'm mad at Ryan Poles, too, because I feel like you could have did a better job of constructing the team. It's a rebuild year, but I don't want that to be the theme every year. Like, at some point, the rebuild has to come into shape. Fields needs to get it together. Everybody needs to get it together because I'm just tired of losing.
I don't disagree with you there. I get the tired of losing.
Yeah.
But you knew deep down this is not a good roster. We could say they're NFL players. They could sign Hood and I today. We'd be NFL players. Doesn't mean we're any good.
And you know what's tripped out, Justin? The roster wasn't good last year either. This is with Allen Robinson and Khalil Mack on it. I mean, it wasn't good last year.
Right, so what that tells me is we haven't been good ever.
Well,
it wasn't good last year.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying lately they haven't been good, right?
Well, yeah. It wasn't good last year. The year before that, it wasn't good. We traded up to get Fields, and it's still not good. So the common denominator is we're just not good, and it's time for a change. Time for a change.
Well, what's the change? You just got change. You got a new GM. You got a new head coach. I mean, what change do you want?
That's the question. Justin, we're glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. And now Justin leaves line open. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Those phones. Jeez.
Who?
You.
I'm just hitting buttons.
Wow.
It's all you, buddy. Just glad to be along and hitching my wagon to you. What number are you putting up there? What are you saying?
2.
Okay. You know what's funny? My finger's on 2 because Rocco's in the car on ESPN 1000. Hey, Rocco.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Rock Dog?
All right. So, you know, I think it depends on how old you are. I'm in my early 60s. My brother and I used to sit in Soldier's Field from 77 until the year they fired Ditka. And prior to... Ditka coming and a Jim Thinkson to run on the team. You know, all you had was Walter Payton. All those teams were pretty bad. And, you know, the forward pass was, you know, a novel idea in those days with Bob Avellini.
A novel idea. You sound like Buffon. That's what Buffon used to say. Go ahead.
So I think, you know, for a lot of the 20, 30, and 40-year-olds, you know, they haven't seen a lot of success. And the Bears haven't had a lot of success except for that stretch in the 80s, you know, which I remember. So I think people are just really super frustrated. And the last thing I want to say is I think the big difference is in those days you had football people running the Bears. You had the owner who was a football guy. You had Jim Finks, a football guy. And you had Vinici. Mike Ditka, who was a football guy. And I always tell people, as long as the McCaskies own the team, we're going to get this stuff year in and year out. And that's all I got to say.
Rocco, we appreciate the phone call. Well, you're not going to get change in ownership. So, but it's not about ownership because it's not about the money in that regard. Cap and I continue to reassure, and actually shouldn't reassure, it's one Google search. Look where the Bears are when it comes to paying through the nose for top-notch free agents. We just told the story recently of Lovie Smith right there at the door of Julius Peppers at 11:58, 11:59, right before the free agency starts.
Yellow.
They were all in.
Hello. Yeah, this is Coach Smith. Is this Julius? Yes. Let us in. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We're at the curb. Let us in.
That's good business.
Yes, they chartered a plane. Mm-hmm. Jerry Angelo told me this story. He went to George and said, chartering a plane. Or maybe it was, I think it was George.
Yeah.
I'm chartering a plane. It's going to cost some money. Okay, do what you got to do. Bam! 92 or 95 million, right. Signed.
That's right.
Done.
So it's about who you spend it on. And then you have a mission statement. Who are you? What is Bears football besides running back you and defensive line you? What are you?
Linebackers.
Linebacker you.
Yeah.
Then what?
Right.
I mean, that sounds like a good Big Ten team, but are you an NFL team?
Correct. You're like Penn State.
Is that what the Bears are, Penn State?
Yeah.
Is it Ohio State? Is that what the Bears are?
Yeah, we're like a Big Ten football team. You coined it. That's a perfect way to look at it.
That's sad, though, isn't it?
It is very sad, but it's true.
It's time for a blessing, Cap. It's time to go to Pastor Day with us on Cap and Jay Hood. Bless you, Pastor.
What's up, Pastor?
Morning, Cap. Morning, Jay Hood. Always good to talk to you guys. I'm on my way back to Virginia, but I'm in rush hour morning traffic right outside of Charlotte, but it's good. I got my ESPN app on, so no hurries, no worries.
Oh, yes, good.
So I got a little dilemma, feeling a little guilty. I convinced my wife for our anniversary to go to Boston. She's into she's been wanting to go there for a while, and so I said, why don't we go? Because I went hunting on our anniversary, and so I was a little bit of trouble. I said, well, I'm going to take you to Boston next week, but I didn't tell her the Bears were in town. She's got a class on Monday night. She's finishing up her master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, well, what are you going to do Monday? I got to go to class. I was like, I think the Bears are in town. I might go to the game by myself. And so maybe this is a, you make the call. Am I a terrible husband for manipulating that situation?
Absolutely not.
Yes. Yes, you are. You know, it's funny, Pastor Dave. We're supposed to come to you for a confession. You're always confessing your nonsense to us.
I know, and I guess I get that a lot all the time. I hear people say, you know, we've never had a pastor who tells us how much he sins like you do. And I said, well, because the other ones just don't admit it. I just admit it.
but, that's it. That's great.
You know, getting back to, I think the reason most of us, this is my viewpoint on, we know they're bad. But it's hard to throw away a season before it ever begins, and because there's only a few games. And so most of us are positive. Like, we know the Bears aren't good, but we hope for that game where they get five turnovers and can win. Like, I had them winning 7, and with a couple miracle games, 8 or 9. And it's just, I think people can't bend their mind around the fact that this year's already gone. And you just, it's hard to accept that in a short season, that the season's gone, we're gonna have to wait all the way to next year to start getting momentum. So I think most Bears fans they know football. It's just hard to really bend your mind around the fact that this year is already over before it started.
We get you. Yeah, absolutely. But again,
thanks, Pastor Dave.
It's not like we haven't gone through this before. Did we just get dropped on earth in 2022? Look, Cap and I have seen a lot, but we know that even if you're a millennial listening to this show, if you're a Gen Xer like me, if you're a baby boomer like Cap, you've seen the Bears rebuild before.
I'm a Gen Z.
You are not a Gen Z. Keep your beak out of that generation. You don't want to be a part of that generation. No. Nonetheless, Cap, it's just like, Cap, we've seen it before in recent time. So you can't just be surprised like, the Bears are rebuilding? Well, I'm going to clutch my pearls. I can't believe this. Like, why can't you believe it?
Right.
Like, we've seen it over and over again. And that's the thing that frustrates us as Bears fans, because we keep seeing it. That's all. Come on, man. It's not new.
Correct. Like, if I saw a path, wow, they've got 4 or 5 building blocks there. They don't. They have a handful of good young players. They don't have any, like, oh my goodness. We don't have any of those oh my goodness guys.
We talk about pillars all the time, right?
Right.
Look at that depth chart. Find a few. Find 4 that you know for sure are going to pay dividends for the team. You can guess, but do you know?
Like, I believe in the 2 second-round picks.
We'll see.
Brisker and Gordon.
And the odds are one of them will work out, not the other.
Correct.
Take that.
You're right. You're correct.
You could pick one, a Brisker or Gordon. I don't know, because they're still young.
And we don't know who's going to stay healthy either.
Right? So we don't know. But I'm hoping. But that's the thing. It's like what I'm watching is a lot of Christopher Morels out there.
Right. Nice player.
Yeah.
You're not winning World Series because of Chris Morel.
Not yet.
He's an accompaniment.
Yeah, not yet.
Right.
Right? But again, youth.
Correct.
Right? That's what it all comes down to.
Correct.
All right. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Also, Justin Fields, is it hard to have pocket awareness when the pocket isn't always there? Justin will answer that question next on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap and J-Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. Hope that you're going to have a great Friday and a great weekend. I'd like to remind you on that same ESPN Chicago app we're talking about, you can find Good Karma Wrestling. We had our show yesterday. It airs live every Thursday at 6 o'clock at ESPN 1000 on Twitter, where you can see it live. But the podcast is available right now. Go to Good Karma Wrestling as we talk about everything WWE, AEW, and everything in between on Good Karma Wrestling, available now on the ESPN Chicago app. So Justin Fields, we've been talking about it here, right, Cap? So we heard the press conference yesterday, in case you missed it. Is it hard to have pocket awareness when pocket isn't always there? Here's the quarterback of the Bears.
Yeah, for sure. That was actually one thing that me and Luke and Andrew talked about. I felt like later in the game I was getting, like, my internal clock was speeding up a little bit just because of the pass bikes that I were getting in the game. So I just, you know, told them to where if they feel like that I'm, you know, getting antsy and, you know, maybe leaving the pocket too early when it's there, just remind me to reset after every play because, of course, you know, there, like you said, there's going to be times where I do have time and I can sit in there. But, yeah, that's definitely a big thing, just, you know, making sure that just because they got back here fast the last play or 2-3 plays ago doesn't mean they're going to get back fast. So just playing every play and, you know, just seeing that every play is going to be different. So
okay, I know some will run with this and say that he's throwing his offensive line under the bus, but – you know, I don't mind truth in that situation. I mean, he's pretty much saying that sometimes I'm sped up, and that's for any quarterback. That's for Tom Brady. So that's for anybody that's playing that position.
By the way, sidebar, may I approach?
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
312-6 million for the great Howard Aiken.
Sign my ball.
Tom Brady looks horrific.
All right, could you get back
on? What is going on with
him? All right, could you get back on Justin Fields now?
Okay. I heard you say that, and then he flashed up on the screen.
He does, and by the way, he does not look horrible. Don't do that.
Shay.
Does not look horrible.
He looks bad.
No.
He looks terrible.
Okay.
Gaunt. Okay. I don't know what is going on there.
It's TB12.
The sexual retention plan he's on now. I don't know what's going on.
Now you know what's going on in his bed. You don't think that guy...
I don't think anything.
You don't think that guy wears socks? Go ahead. That's why God made socks. Go ahead.
He looks awful. Anyway.
He does not look awful.
Shay!
Yeah, don't keep going to him. I'm talking to you.
He Stop looks, saying that. His face is gaunt. There's something going on there.
Well, I mean, do you expect him to go in with a rosy cheeks and a big smile that he's going through a divorce? Stop.
I'm not saying that, but he looks like he's 25 pounds lighter. Something's going on there.
Divorce.
Some of us flourish.
Okay. Everyone is not the same.
You move on.
No, someone, especially in that kind of spotlight. You got divorced. Was it in feeder?
No.
Okay. So get out of here with that.
And it was not fun to go through, but when I got to work, it was my safe place.
Okay, well, he's got to get through that. He might get there, but he's not there yet. But he doesn't look like he's homeless. Go ahead.
He doesn't look healthy.
Could you lock in on Justin Fields now?
By the way, he looks terrible, even though every woman wants him.
Excuse me? You wish you looked that bad. Go ahead. Anytime now.
Anyway, Justin Fields. Justin is a second-year player in his third system in three seasons. Mm-hmm. Ohio State, Nagy, Eberflus. He's got a lousy offensive line, absolutely. He has very little in terms of game-changing wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And his defense isn't very good, so they're getting trucked, and he feels like he's got to make every play. His clock speeds up. He misses a check down. He never gets through all his progressions. He has a guy wide open in the end zone. Please stop telling me, I don't mean you, Keyshawn, Trent Dilfer. That was on the tight end Ryan Griffin. That was not a Justin Fields mistake. That was absolutely a Justin Fields mistake. Not every play works out the way you draw it up. You adjust and go, oh, my guy's 4 yards clear. Float it over the top. Not throw it to the back corner of the end zone and be upset that your 19th string wide tight end misses it. So, yes, he is getting sped up. His footwork gets sideways because he's looking around thinking he's going to get his head knocked off. I want to evaluate him with a chance to be successful, and we aren't seeing that.
Let's go to South Shore. Here's Ziggy on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Ziggy.
Hi, Ziggy.
What's up, fellas? How y'all feeling today?
What's up, dog?
Listen, we're not mad the Bears are losing. I'm not mad the Bears are losing. The Bears should lose so that we can get a great draft pick. But the problem is what you just said. We cannot determine if Justin Fields is even a decent quarterback because he's getting pummeled and has nobody to throw to. Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham, the two top people in the front office, were both offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. When we got Poles, we were told, oh, he believes in building in the trenches and he's going to bring the offensive line back to relevance. And we got Sam Mustipher starting at center, a fifth-round pick starting at left tackle, and Larry Borum, who's a turnstile at the right tackle. Mm-hmm. Like you said, he had all this money. He could have spent money on the line, and I don't even think he needs to go get an all-pro today because we're rebuilding. But you're going to kill Justin Fields before he gets a chance to be great. If it's a quarterback-driven league, then the quarterback is the most important player on the team, and you're protecting him with rent-a-cops instead of getting a security
force. That's a great way to put it. How about hiring the freaking Secret Service?
That's really good, Ziggy.
That's a great way to put it.
Ziggy, we appreciate the telephone call. One thing I'd say about your call at the beginning, you talked about, well, you say you're not disappointed because there's always a first-round draft pick. Can I just tell you something? You know, I know that's a new regime, and I know that Ryan Pace was not great as far as getting first-round picks. He was very good to the middle to the back of the draft, but the draft pick does not necessarily cure your ills if you don't know what you're doing. Like you can say, roll the dice and say, I want this player because he fills this bucket. Doesn't necessarily mean that person is going to be able to be a difference maker for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, you know, I look at, yes, the draft, but I also look at free agency. I also look at that. If you have a whole bunch of money to spend, who are you going to spend it on? It doesn't impress me how much cap space you have. You know what impresses me? Who you spend it on. And is that person going to help you?
Go look at the free agent list on SpotTrack. SPOTRAC. SpotTrack.com. Look up the Bears' cap availability. They're over $100 million, $105, $106, $107 for next year. Double anyone else in the league. And then go pull up on the same website, SpotTrack.com, the list of free agents. And tell me who's on that list with certainty that you can, A, get them, and B, they're going to be a difference maker, turn your moribund franchise around. He's exactly right. We're trying to win with Paul Blart at left tackle.
Amon is on I-55 on Cap and Jay Hood. What's up, Amon?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's cracking?
So, I'm the same way as the last call. I'm not very surprised. It sucks that we're losing. Don't get me wrong. But I like this, there is a difference this time with the rebuild, and it's the QB. You know, we all have high hopes for him. The bad teams, you got the guys that get good next year. We're not that fortunate. We're not that team. But you got the bad teams that get good. They don't get blown out anymore. They start getting competitive in games. They stay in games. They're not getting blown out. Like Minnesota, he kept us in the game. Washington, it was a horrible game. We had a chance to win there at the end. These are small differences that I'm seeing in the Bears, and it's because of him. And if he's doing all this stuff, you know, the real special guys that we want, the quarterback that we've all been waiting for all these years, the special guys will do stuff, in my opinion, without all of this talent around them. They're going to show you flashes of what they can do. And I think he has done that. He has had some lows, but I think he's shown some flash to where, you know, you can build with confidence around him.
Ahmad, we appreciate your telephone call. Don't forget, we got Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock. Courtney Cronin on the Bears in 45 minutes. All part of the mix on Cap and Jay Hood. More of your phone calls next.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. It's streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad that you're with us here. I'd like to remind you, Shot or No Shot comes your way at 8 o'clock here on ESPN 1000. Courtney Cronin coming your way at 8:35. As we talk to you about the Bears, 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Sick.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines and talk to you. We will say hello.
Why don't you just tell everyone what's going on?
No, just, I better not. Here we go. It is Space with us here on ESPN 1000. Hello, Space.
Cap, Hoodie, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Space? Okay.
Hey,
what's your idea?
We're watching somebody's having a meltdown out in front of our studio.
I mean,
now security. Wow.
Always, you guys are downtown, so that's kind of normal. But, so when it comes to Chicago fans, you know, not me. I understand what we got going on, so I'm more of a realist. But the fans are just, they are sick and they are tired. The way I think about it is, it's like when on Bad Boys 2, when the captain came up in there and he looked at Mike and he said, "You guys crashed 26 cars and a boat. How did you sink a boat?" You know what I'm saying? He was just defeated. He didn't know what to do. That's how the fans are. You know, before the season even started, we're defeated. How do we suck and we haven't even started? You know what I'm saying? It's bad for us because I'm 36, 35, and I've never seen us have a good team. You know, even when we went to the Super Bowl, you know, we did this. Rex Grossman is our quarterback, and we had Cal Orton, and we wanted Cal Orton to start. You know what I'm saying? That was terrible. We've never seen a good team here in Chicago as far as I've been alive. So that's what it is. But I've learned, like you guys say all the time, we picked our lane. So right now we're going to suck. We know it's going to be a little bit of time, but we got to give this new regime time to kind of make up for it. You know, it's we have a little. We got money coming next year. Now, I do want to ask you a question. Sidebar, if I may approach.
You may. Brought to you by Aiken Law.
3126 million for the great Howard Aiken.
Okay. Go ahead.
Look, there are a couple disgruntled wide receivers right now. I know we picked the lane, but I just got to throw it out there. DJ Moore is not happy over there in Carolina. He's a decent receiver, got nice route running skills. You got Elijah Moore, second year receiver over there in the Jets. He just got sent home from practice because he's complaining that he's not getting enough attention over there. And last year, he had a strong rookie season. He can catch. He can get open. Do you go and just try to get – if we're not giving up too much, I'm not saying Chris McCaffrey give up a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth next year. No, I'm not saying that. But if we're not giving up too much, do you go and try to get more help for Justin this year if it's possible? That's my question to you guys.
No, you do not go get help for Justin this year. You're giving up no draft capital. You can have anything on my moribund roster other than basically Justin or my young corners or safety. No. I'm not trading any of my draft capital.
All right. Space, we appreciate the phone call. No, I'm not. We'll turn over now to David Kaplan to describe what was over right in front of us as we try to do our radio show. All right, Cap, go ahead.
We had a young lady who decided to...
I'm mortified.
I got to tell you, I saw more than I bargained for this morning. I'm going to be really honest.
I'm just telling you.
First of all, she had a wax pen that she decided to draw on the window.
So she drew on our window. And by the way, great handwriting.
Tremendous.
I have very no good idea what that says. Yeah.
And then she decided to take her clothes off.
She looked like Stymie.
And then she decided to crawl around outside.
And lifted her leg as if she wanted to take a piss.
Yes.
Cap.
What is going on?
I'm just trying to hold it together, Cap. I'm doing the best I can, but it's hard. What is she? And then she, of course, how about the coup de grace? Why don't you tell everyone what you try to do then? Try to give us a striptease.
Yes.
She pulled down her jeans and showed what religion she was.
Yes.
She pulled down her underwear and her jeans.
Right.
And showed her whether it was...
her goodies.
Hard floors or shag carpeting.
Yeah, that was from the 70s.
Cap. It wasn't? I didn't look. Was it from the... I don't know. Was it?
I unfortunately was right in the line of sight. I mean, it looked back at me.
Wow.
Now, keep in mind, I've been down here at night. I hadn't seen anything like that before.
Yeah, I've been here a long time.
Cap.
Many years. That is the most graphic display we've seen. Anyway.
Now, security came, and security was intimidated. And correct. He's a big guy.
Lamar.
Yes.
Lamar is actually an expert in karate.
Uh-huh.
He came out, and you could see him kind of, widen his stance like he was ready. Like he had the wide base. And then she took a swing at him.
And he said, oh, God.
And he kind of ducked back.
Yes.
And then she just laughed, turned, and left.
He's a scary guy, too.
Lamar's no joke, man. You don't want to mess with Lamar.
But when Lamar takes a step back.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there's a problem. This lady, by the way, is no taller than 5'5". But she's clearly wants to show you what she has downstairs.
Yes.
Did you see this, Jay? I mean, were you looking at... were you in the line of fire?
Hoodie, I was standing over here because Cap was saying things to me through the door, and I was directly in the line of sight. It looked back at me.
We do need to get the penmanship washed off. Danny falls under a line of content?
Yes.
I would call that content.
It is.
Content director's got to come down here and clean that up.
She was nasty, but the handwriting is
spot on.
Grade A. No question about it.
Yes.
Shot or no shot. Possibly in 2 minutes. We'll see.
We'll see.
Oh, man.